When you feel ready for the next word, please write courage. You are now at the fulcrum point, the teeter-totter tipping point, the point from which you are free, liberated eternally, no longer prone to downward pulls. You have set yourself free. You have set yourself free. And from this most majestic place, you are now available to be airlifted, to be swung free from the former downward spiraling of hell, and now the suction, the physics of love, which is the universe, it can, for you are allowing it to pull you up, up into bliss. Notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy of this most wondrous word, the crown. The word is courage. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of courage. Oh, so sublime an energy. Notice what you do notice. How does courage affect you, my friend? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sacred sounds within, or predominant sensations. As soon as you have a delicious sense that you have collected enough evidence, you don't need many clues of this, for you will recognize consciously how courage it affects you. Step out of it. Even though it feels like bliss relative to the downward spiraling rungs, trust me in this, for I do know where this ladder leads. Now step into your observer place, for it is from here that we launch up again. And once you sense that you are there again, in your observer place, my friend, fold your paper under itself and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write neutrality. Notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy of this most precious word, neutrality. Spelling it mattereth not if you be picky and fussy. Here it is, N-E-U-T-R-A-L-I-T-Y, neutrality. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy, the resonance of neutrality. Notice what you do notice. How does neutrality affect you, my friend? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sacred sounds within, or predominant sensations. As soon as you have an internal sense that you have collected enough evidence, you don't need many clues of this, for you will recognize consciously how neutrality it affects you. Step out of it. Even though it feels like bliss relative to the downward spiraling rungs, trust me in this, for I do know where this ladder leads. Now step into your observer place, for it is from here that we launch up again. And once you sense that you are again in your observer place, my friend, fold your paper under itself and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write willingness. Notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy of this most rapturous word. The word, it is willingness. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of willingness. And oh, sublime in energy. Notice what you do notice. How does willingness affect you, my friend? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture, too. Notice any images or sacred sounds within, or predominant sensations. As soon as you have a liberating sense that you have collected enough evidence, you don't need many clues of this, for you will recognize consciously how willingness affects you. Step out of it. Even though it feels like bliss relative to the downward spiraling rungs, trust me in this, for I do know where this ladder leads. Now step into your observer place, for it is from here that we launch up again. And once you sense that you are again in your observer place, my friend, fold your paper under itself and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please write acceptance. Notice how you feel drawn to explore the energy of this most wondrous word. It is acceptance. For a brief instant, step into or near the energy field of acceptance, my dear. Notice what you do notice. How does acceptance affect you, my friend? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture. Notice any images or sacred sounds within, or predominant sensations. As soon as you have an exquisite sense that you have collected enough evidence, you don't need many clues of this, for you will recognize consciously how acceptance affects you. Step out of it. Even though it feels like bliss relative to the downward spiraling rungs, trust me in this, for I do know where this ladder leads. Now step into your observer place, for it is from here that we launch up again. And once you sense that you are again in your observer place, my friend, hold your paper under itself and take a deep breath. When you feel ready for the next word, please notice if it is this word, the word reason, or the word understanding. Which resonates most powerfully for you, my friend? Whichever word does, please write this word. You are now at humanity's current gate, its perpetual ceiling of consciousness, the limit to which it has hovered for centuries now. This ceiling it is where we are collectively stuck. Notice in this moment how you feel drawn to explore the energy that this word represents, either reason or understanding, whichever you pick and you have written down. For a brief instant, step into or snugly close to it, the energy, the field of consciousness that is reason, understanding. Notice what you do notice. How does reason, understanding affect you? Notice your breathing. Notice your posture too. Notice any inner images or sacred sounds within, or predominant sensations as you do explore this word. As soon as you have an exquisite sense that you have collected enough evidence, you don't need many clues of this, you will recognize consciously how reason, understanding, it affects you. Step out of it. Even though it feels like relief relative to the downward spiraling rungs, trust me in this, for I do know where this ladder leads. Now step into your observer place, for it is from here that we launch up again. And when you sense that you are again in your observer place, my friend, fold your paper under itself and take a deep breath.